Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian these days, right? Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com. Bill, thanks again for being here. Folks, Bill is one of the most highly respected economists on the planet, and you see him being quoted by all the talking heads in the financial reporting, and the NFIB index is the gold standard, and it's well represented. Bill, I lament the fact that they only talk about small business influence, small business indicators, when you release your report. It's a very much part of the news on that day, even though your index represents half the economy, and yet they spend the other 29, 30 days, 24/7, talking about the stock market, which barely represents the other half of the economy. And you, right. So when I see that, I see the tail wagging the dog. What do you think?
Well, you know, I agree. Well, you look at it this way, you know, Apple or whatever the big firm is, you get news on it every hour that the stock market is open because the price is going up and down. But, of course, our small businesses, we own them ourselves. There's no stock market where we're traded, where somebody can look at it and report how we're doing. So
therefore, there's no hysteria. There's no hysteria.
Yeah, well, the best we've got is our monthly report, I guess. And it's, you know, it does get talked about for, you know, 4 or 5 days afterwards. You see it show up in the various discussions.
But they don't hang on every word more than a day or so like they ought to. I mean, there ought to be some kind of, if I were in charge of those networks, I'd make sure there was some kind of a small business report every day. You know, I'd find somebody to pay for that because they really need to
provide interesting new data for probably at least half of the days in a month just from the survey.
There's plenty of other tangential work that's being done, Bill, that I report on. On my show, that could be covered, but the challenge that the Fed has right now, Bill, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. The challenge the Fed has is they move into the new year with probably some pressure to raise rates. Is they've also got a schizophrenic stock market that's gyrating 1,000 points in one day, but they've got an economy that you and I both just got through reporting on. This ho-hum up at hull speed, you know, it's locked on autopilot, you know, and we're enjoying the ride and not making any major gyrations in a month or two, let alone in a few hours. That's the challenge the Fed has right now, isn't it? What do they do to focus on the fundamentals?
Much to my disappointment, they've been coming under heavy pressure to pay attention to stock market, share prices. With that kind of nonsense volatility. And first of all, the stock price has got to be too high because the Fed cut interest rates to zero.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You don't buy bonds, you buy stocks because you don't get anything, right, in your bonds. And so the stock market, the value of assets got pushed artificially up, and now nobody wants them to normalize, which is what happens when interest rates start be responding to the market rather than the Fed policy. So they've come under really heavy pressure from people that I was surprised even were telling them to pay attention to the stock market. And I don't think that managing asset prices, not the job of the Federal Reserve.
Well, that's right. And they've got one side of the economy that's literally schizophrenic about even the talk of raising interest rates. And you've got the other half of the economy that doesn't care about the interest rate going up or down right now compared to, say, 20 years ago, it's a non-event on Main Street.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We just, you know, the real economy is what the Fed ought to care about.
That's right.
Real jobs, real output, really in productivity and those kinds of very important things.
Yep.
And let the stock market, you know, do what it's going to do. Because everybody's got their own guess.
Right.
I heard a day or two ago that everybody expected earnings reports to be bad, and then the banks came out with new records. I mean, come
right.
on.
Right.
So stop that. You know, pay attention to what you should pay attention to, the real economy.
That's pay attention to Bill Dunkelberg. That's what they ought to be doing. Hey, Bill, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, thank you much, sir. Always a pleasure.
Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of the greatest economists in our time. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.